Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. Got a quick question for you. Hold up.
Sure.
Let me take you off speakerphone. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very clearly.
Good, good. We're new customers. We didn't get anything installed as of yet. I think we signed up with you guys about 2 weeks ago. You can check. I'll give you the phone numbers that you should have. It's either 646-796-8212 or my wife's 646-418-0630. They should both be on.
What's the last name?
A Bayer. A as in Apple, B as in Baker, E as in Edward, A as in Apple.
Should be under, I have Francis?
Correct.
All right. And what's the service address?
It's 60 James Street, Hudson, New York, 12534. Mm-hmm. And which phone number do you have? You should have both, but which is the main?
We have 646-796-8212. And what's the other number?
It's 646-418-0630.
We have that one as well. And what's the email address we have on file?
You should have greenport8@yahoo.com.
Thank you much for all that information. All of that information is what we do have. So how can I help you today?
I got something in the mail today because it's the same advertisement as you had before for $69. That's what we got because we signed up for the automatic payment plan. But we didn't get the offer for the $100 streaming gift card, so I want to make sure we get that because you guys haven't even made the call. I think you're supposed to make the call on December 1st and let us know when they're coming.
Okay. I'm actually looking at this real quick, and doesn't look like any of your – you signed up for internet, correct?
We signed up for the fiber at 1,000, and they told us that at 1,000 speeds up and down, and they told us that they were going to be calling us on December 1st, and that between December 1st and December 7th, they would be putting in the fiber optic.
No, I can see that. Give me one moment.
So I want to make sure we get the streaming gift card. That's the main thing.
I can definitely make sure that happens. Give me 1 second. And apparently,
and maybe you can also give me a chance. I mean, give me a heads up of when they're actually, because they have to call, but when they're actually going to be coming. I realize you're probably in your house doing this, you know, via, you know, phone. But do they have a set time yet for when our actual appointment will be?
So not just yet. I'm actually looking through it. I'm actually looking at your account right now, and something very, very fishy went on with this account, because there's no information about the 1 gig fiber service on it at all. So that's where I'm like, what's going on? So give me one moment.
Well,
I'm trying.
Get yourself together because, this is, I think only the second or third time that I called. I called once before to make sure it wasn't a scam. We got the original card, I think I still have it, that was for the 1 gig for $69.99 a month, and we signed up with the automatic payment plan for paperless billing, and that gives us the 1 gig speeds of up and down, and we spoke to a person that was down south, and she took all the information.
Yep. Oh, no, that's what I'm doing for you right now. I'm actually making sure that we get everything in and correctly for you. So do not worry about that. I am just making sure I have everything.
Yeah, you don't want to screw around with me. My cousin's in the Washington deal of the FBI. You definitely don't.
No, I completely understand. It does actually look like that in-service date got pushed back from tomorrow to February 15th due to the weather conditions and and a couple of construction delays. So
somebody should have called us if they knew that was going to be, because we weren't expecting them to come tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We were told that we would get a call by December 1st and they would let us know. So now this is not going to be an ongoing thing where it's now you're talking about a 15 delay.
No, we're not talking about, we're, this is the only time we're seeing that it's going to be pushed back as of right now. If anything does come up again, we definitely will be giving our customers a call to let them know that there is, you know, that delay.
Well, the whole purpose of doing this was we explained to them that we had Mid-Hudson Cable, and Mid-Hudson Cable is changing into fiber optic also. And you guys are going to save us money from doing it with Mid-Hudson Cable. That's why we called you guys. And they, you know, promised us that there's no problem, that you guys would be calling us on December 1st, that you've already laid the fiber optic line down. It's just that they have to come to make the connection. Now, is the problem that they haven't laid the fiber optic, or is the problem that there's, because I don't see any other problem.
It's right now, it's just a weather and construction delay, as far as I've been made aware. So that's about the only information I have. They don't share everything with our with myself and my agents. We're literally just customer service. So they don't tell us every last little thing. So it's just like, oh.
Yeah, but I mean, you should know if they, is it showing that they haven't, all of the lines for the cable are above ground, because everything goes above, you know, where all the cable lines are. It's right below the electric lines that go. That's how it always is. And you see all the guys coming months and months ago. They told me they were from, you know, a fiber optic company. So I'm assuming, because there's only two. There's you and there was Mid-Hudson Cable. So it had to be them. Do you know for a fact that they have not started, or they haven't? Because it would just be for them to come run the wire just like the Mid-Hudson Cable did and run it into the house.
So
a question of, we're not just talking about a month. We're talking about a month and a half away. They were supposed to call us December 1st. Now you're saying it's not going to be until February 15th.
So
that's a month and a half out.
The person who is going to be calling to schedule you for your installation appointment was actually going to be me tomorrow, because I'm our customer service representative that's on call this weekend, and I was the one who was going to be making those calls tomorrow for all of our customers who are supposed to have service ready to go. So this is the first time I'm seeing this information, and upon looking at your account, it does look like nothing was actually set up properly.
Now that's the second problem. So we got one problem here that you're late on the installation, and the second problem that the person who took the information didn't put everything down. So those are two problems, and we haven't even gotten service yet. You understand my concern?
Yes, I completely understand that. So
is Oshtop going to make some kind of do for us, because this is now a month and a half out? We're missing out now on savings for a month and a half.
So
now what is Oshtop going to do for us? Because that's not our fault. That's your fault.
So I completely understand that, sir. I am not authorized to make any promises. The best thing I can do is have communication with our departments that can handle those situations and see what we were able to do. And as soon as I hear something back from them in that regards, we can. I will also be adding in your information to our list of people who are interested in the My Bundle, you know, the promotional deal you were talking about. So I will definitely make sure that you are added to that list as well. So you will make sure that you get that gift card as well.
All right. The question that I have, we were yesterday, it just so happened, we live in Hudson, New York, which is upstate. Mm-hmm. We only live about 35 miles from Kingston. We were in Kingston, we were in New Paltz, and we were in Newburgh yesterday driving. I could have stopped at the office in Kingston had I known that this was out, because I think your main office for this area is in Kingston for the Oshtop Fiber.
Okay. So yeah, our office is in Kingston. So.
And that's Kingston, New York. We only live about 35 miles from there. So we could have stopped by and spoke to them in person. But again, I didn't know that there was going to be a problem until I just happened to call you, because I saw another advertisement in our mail when I just got it this morning.
Understandable, yeah. And I wasn't aware of any issues regarding installation service or with the fact that your internet net hadn't been, you know, properly added into your account until
what would be the reason if we're a fiber optic is only, you're only offering internet. So why wouldn't they have offered that? That's the whole reason of getting fiber optic.
I don't understand why. It could have just been as simple as a glitch with our...
It was an error on the part of the person who took the information. Let's just cut to the chase. What's your first name?
My name is Phil.
Phil, my name is Mike. My wife's name is Frances. She set up the account, and I set it up, you know, with her. So we just want to make sure that you're getting everything correct so there's no more bumps in the road.
Okay, so
make sure that you call the people and let them know. Now we're a month and a half out. So we want to find out what they'll do for us, because now we're going to be paying extra money to keep the cable, I mean, to keep the internet service for another month and a half. We had thought we were going to discontinue it as of the 7th because they told us they'll call us on the 1st and they'll do the installation on the 7th, and then we would drop our internet service. And it's just a good thing that this happened now because my wife just retired and she works for New York, or she did work for New York State government, and she had to have internet service because of that. So she retired last Friday. If this had happened, you know, after that, we would have been in, you know, you guys would have had a, you know, a hard time with us because she has to keep the internet service because of her job. But now she's retired, so we don't have to worry about that.
So I completely understand that.
People know that we're upset now because it wasn't until I called and I find out that they didn't have even the 1,000 for the MP, you know, for the 1,000 up and the 1,000 down.
Yep.
And they also told us that they were going to provide us. I want to make sure I get everything out of the question now. They also told us that the modem or the router that they would have would hold up to at least 4 or 5 different things, because we have 4 or 5 different things plugged in now. And I think she said that the modem that they use uses either 4 or 5, so you can plug in 4 or 5 things. Is that correct? Can you check on that?
That is still correct, yes. You are still able to plug in as many devices as you'd like to into the router that it will fit.
And how many do you supply? How many can we plug into your thing? Is it 4, is it 5, or is it 6?
I believe it is 4. From everything I've seen, it's 4.
I just wanted to make sure.
So, Phil,
listen, it's not your fault. I'm not jumping down your throat. I'm just upset because you understand, as a customer, we thought that this was going to be in as the 7th. You're saying it's not going to be now. We're not going to get another call until the 15th or before.
So the from what I'm seeing on this is.
And you're saying it's not until February 15th or January 15th?
2/15. So February 15th.
So that's now we're talking about from December 7th to January 7th to February 7th to February 15th. So we're talking about 2.5 months. Extra,
yes.
That we're going to be losing out on that $30 savings. So we're losing out on $30 for December, we're losing out on $30 for January, and we're losing out $30 for – that's $90. That was the whole reason of us getting you guys.
Mm-hmm. And I will definitely be – I am reaching out as well to my contact who is able to offer some kind of you know –
Well, they can offer us the first 2 months for free. I mean, if we're losing out on $90, then the first 2 months should be free. They have to do something because this is going to offset what we're losing out on.
And I understand that. And as I said, the best I can do is I can reach out, provide information, and wait for a response.
Okay, and when you get the response, in other words, they're not going to call us directly. They're going to use you as the customer service rep. Now, will it be you, Phil, or will it be somebody else?
It will be me directly, especially if I receive this information over the weekend. It will definitely be me. If it's not me over this weekend, I will be giving you a call first thing when I get in on Monday.
So you'll be calling me on the 646-8212 number, correct?
Correct.
So I'll get a call either way that you'll tell us if you've reached them or you haven't. You're going to call me either way. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you're going to find out if they're going to give us some kind of recompense for losing out now for two. We're not just talking about a month. Now we're talking about 2.5 months.
Yes, that is correct. So
we're going to be losing out on the $30, $60, $90. So they have to do something for that because that was not what we were told. And let them know that they didn't even have the correct thing for the speed that we were having. It was $69.95 for the 1 gig. That's the only thing that you offer. On your flyers, you only offer 1,000 milligrams to start off with.
So, yeah.
For $69.95.
I completely understand. We do actually do offer our 2 gigabit internet for your area at the same price for our 1 gig, and that service is guaranteed for 2 years. So we do have that as well.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any reason that we need the 2,000. I mean – they say you really don't need speeds past, you know, 300. But we'll take the 1,000. If they're going to offer the 2,000, I don't know if there's the same thing. We were only told because the card that we got said it was up to, you know, it was 1,000 gigs up and down. up, download, you know, upload and download.
Correct.
We're happy with that. We don't want to have to, you know, change it to 2000 because I don't really think we need that.
I completely understand. And most devices these days, they can't handle anything over 1,000 megabits per
exactly.
second. So it's just
exactly.
like, it's the ports themselves. So.
Yeah, we have two internet protocol phones that we have, and one is through Clear Caption. And I'm sure that's going to be able to work fine with the fiber optic because it works with the regular internet. And that's through our Magic Jack. So we have two of those and two Magic Jacks. We also have our cellular phones, which my wife and I both have.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both retired. I'm 70 years old. My wife is 65 years old. And you want to make happy of AARP members because you don't want us to write a report to AARP and let them know that Arch Fiber is screwing up our account.
I completely understand.
And just to let you know, just quickly, you're also dealing with musicians here. I'm a cousin of Al Roker, you know, the weatherman on the Today Show?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my first cousin. He lives about 30 miles away, not 30 miles. He lives about 25 minutes away from my house.
Very nice.
That's my first cousin. Al's father is Lenny Kravitz's cousin because Lenny Kravitz is my second cousin because Al Roker's father is cousins with Roxy Roker, who used to play Helen on the Jeffersons, and that's Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Nice.
So you can't pick your family. This is who it is. We're not dropping names for the sake of dropping names. I just want you to know that we want to be able to tell people that we're having a great service with Archtop. I even looked on the computer to look up, you know, people are saying that it's great. I haven't seen anybody say that it took them 2.5 months extra time and that they forgot to put in how much speed that they're getting. I don't want to have to put that on the internet.
I completely understand. I completely understand it. So I have that information posted out to my contact who will give me, you know, seeing if we can do anything for you. So all I have to do is
wait until Monday.
Yeah, at the latest. Hopefully I do get something back today. So right now.
All right, if you do get something back, feel free to call on the 8212 number. If we don't answer, you feel free to leave a message on the phone.
Correct, and I will definitely do that.
Now, we were told that this was definite for December. Now, this is 2.5 months out. We're not going to have to worry about 2.5 months from now that you're going to be dropping.
No.
We took our information for banking and everything else.
Do you have
that information?
We do have that information on file, and we're not sharing it with anybody else, so that information is completely secured. And from everything we've been told, these push-out dates have been confirmed, set in stone. They're not changing them.
Okay, well, they told me they were set in stone for December, so.
So
I don't know how much I believe that now.
I'm going based off of the information I've received from, because I am our customer service lead, so I do get a couple of the emails my other agents don't receive. From every information I've personally received, we've been told from our construction manager that these dates are solid. They're not going to change again.
All right, Phil. Listen, Shabbat Shalom. Have a great day. I apologize if there was, you know, any miscommunications. I don't see how they could have been on our end. So that had to have been on Archtop. But we'll accept it that hopefully you'll be able to get something from them. They're going to have to compensate us now for the 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a rough time.
I definitely will see about what we can do. And as soon as I have any information, I'll be giving you a call back at the 8212.
Great. All right. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. Hopefully you won't have too many calls like this today.
Hopefully not. Yeah. We will see. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, you've been very helpful. And thanks a lot for the help. Because in the long run, it's going to be the same. You guys are saving us money. It's a faster speed. We're happy with that. That's why we jumped on board. So just remember the 1,000 up and down. And remember the streaming card. We're good to go.
Yep. I have all that information submitted. The internet information has been applied to your account. If you do have access to your online account, you should see, you know, the services you're going to be receiving be updated here within 20 to 30 minutes. So if you wanted to take a look at it just to view it yourself, you can do through your Archtop Fiber account through your login page at archtopfiber.com, and everything else should be good to go.
Okay. You did great. You read that well. You're doing good. We're satisfied. Just try to give us a call back by Monday if possible, okay?
I definitely will. All right. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your your day, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.
Thank you, Phil. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.